For the regulars at Sam's Cafe in downtown Champaign, things aren't quite right unless owner Sam Izza is at the grill. Just ask Paul Summers, who says he started coming to Sam's when it was known as Chris's Candy Shop. Sam bought the restaurant in 1986, and Summers says he doesn't know why anyone would want to eat anywhere else.
Potato soup on Thursday, absolutely outstanding. And his meatloaf and roast beef are good, and his grilled cheese sandwiches, he makes them like nobody else does.
Sam Izza missed a morning at the restaurant a few days ago so he could pick up his wife, Toti, and youngest son, John, at the airport in Indianapolis. Sam says some of his customers haven't gotten over it.
You know, I had people today call me on the phone early this morning before we opened up, and they want to make sure I'm working so they can come in because they said they really don't like that place without me here. And they were glad my family was here, but at the same time, they really want to make sure I'm here so they can come and eat today because they don't want nobody else to cook for them but me.
If all had gone according to plan, Sam would have been away from his grill for even longer. He had planned to join Toti in Lebanon, where she was showing off their 13-month-old son to their relatives for the first time. Toti says she felt safe traveling around the country, and little John was having a ball.
Oh, he loved it. Oh, he loved it. They love him. Every day, one day over his aunt, one day the other aunt, uncles, grandma, and just... I didn't get a chance to hold him or whatever, except when I had time to put him to bed and in the morning to see him. He was having fun.
But things changed on July 12th, when Hezbollah, which is based in Lebanon, began attacking Israeli targets, and Israel quickly responded by bombing Hezbollah targets in Lebanon. In Sam and Toti's hometown of Hemet, everyone is Orthodox Christian, and Hezbollah, a Shiite Muslim movement, has no presence. But Toti says on July 15th, Israeli jets dropped 3 bombs on the control tower at the small airstrip that had been built in Hemet during the Lebanese Civil War.
I looked myself from the window. I didn't go outside. But you can see the all the dust and the cloud and dark, I mean the sky, so... There's actually 2 from the Lebanese army. They die when it happens. And what I did, I ran, hold my kid who was sleeping, pack a little bit and suit, like a little food, grab my passport and just to see what's going to happen, where we're going to go or where we're going to hide to just, you know, be safe.
Some visitors to Lebanon left the country quickly, simply by driving to Jordan by way of Syria. But Toti says that was too risky for her infant son, so she stayed in Hemet until July 22nd, when, as a naturalized American citizen, she was able to secure passage for herself and her son on a U.S. evacuation ship. 2 days later, Toti and little John were back in Champaign, much to the relief of Sam Izza and their 2 older sons. But Sam now worries about what's next for Lebanon, and whether the current battle could tip his home country into a repeat of the civil war that turned his life upside down. In fact, he was one of the combatants.
In 1975, we had an attack on our town. I was 16 years old. Our town was divided from towns on the other side. And we had a war between us. So every day we shoot at them, they shoot at us. And then all of a sudden one day they attacked us, and then we were unexpected, and then they outpowered us, so we all had to take off.
Sam says the Muslim fighters from the neighboring town were pushed back with the help of Al-Kataib, one of the Christian militias in Lebanon's many-sided civil war. At the time, Sam Izza says he carried a weapon himself and used it in battle, although he says he never knew where the bullets landed. During the same period, Sam's father was kidnapped, apparently by a Syrian-backed militia, and his fate remains unknown today. While Sam learned the horrors of war firsthand, he says he believed that fighting for his side was the only way to achieve justice in Lebanon, and he still believed it in 1978, when, at his family's insistence, he left the country and wound up in America.
You know what? U.S. changed my mind. You know, the freedom and the open mind. You go down the street, you don't even know what religion the other person is. It's everybody equal. And you go, you know, in them countries over there, it just, you know, right away, you know, just who's almost like what town, who's a Christian, who's a Muslim and all. Over here, we're all mixed together. We're all equal. And that's what they need to do over there. Maybe they can learn something like what we got over here. You know, we're all the same. We're all equal.
Sam doesn't see that sort of transformation coming to Lebanon quickly, and he worries that if Israel once again occupies Lebanese territory, it could lead to another civil war. His wife Toti says their relatives in Hamet are of two minds as to what the Israeli-Hezbollah conflict could mean for Lebanon.
Some people, they're kind of like, they look for it to just settle and just end it, you know, to be saved and just no more war, no more Hezbollah, no more, you know, no more fighting. And some people, they're just afraid, you know, from what's going to happen.
The Issa family is back together in Champaign, and Sam's regular customers don't have to worry about him missing days at the cafe. In a reversal of Toti's difficulties in Lebanon, one of her sisters from Hamet was visiting in Champaign when the Israeli-Hezbollah conflict began. Sam says she won't be going back until they're sure it's safe. Toti says the local economy back in Hamet has suffered under the pressure of the fighting. Factories have closed, and withdrawing money from banks has become difficult. And every day, residents of Hamet who don't have the luxury of leaving hear Israeli fighter jets pass overhead. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.